This week, I talk about living in a place that fuels nightmares and how it can suck big damn time. This is Living from the Bottom to the Top, a weekly journal about my life. Basically, it is about me living in a 2004 Chevy Suburban named Ruby on seized property in the Mojave Desert in Southern California, to my ultimate goal of owning a mortgage-free house before I turn 60 in 4 years. These episodes are recorded on my phone and are unedited. At times, these episodes can be extremely emotional as well as very raw. I hope you will follow me along on each step forward. My first step was from Ruby, the Chevy Suburban, to a travel trailer I've named Pennyroyal, or Penny for short. Thank you for listening. This week, I really thought I had found some good footing until, of course, it all came crashing down on me with a single phone call with someone I don't know personally, but I thought I'd be able to talk to. Once again, I did a challenge through a group I'd forgotten about on Facebook, and I joined it, and I was really enjoying it and doing. I thought I was doing fairly well with everything. I mean, I found out a lot more about me that made a lot more sense. They did a section about money trauma, and I thought, oh, I've done this. I've healed from all of that. Only to find out their list was completely different from all the lists that you ever find on the internet if you Google money trauma. Their list was actually 16. They had 16 different money traumas, of which all but one I have. And I'm like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And so I should have realized the challenge was basically a sales call, or, just giving you a taste of what they do through for their program. And the way I found this out was they put out before they even basically put that this was, for the program that was coming up. You made a scheduled to have a 15-minute call with this person. So I'm thinking, why not? Maybe I'll end up with the accountability partner that I need or whatever. So the day my call shows up, and they had three questions you had to journal. And the one question, the way it was worded, I asked for clarification. I got that. And I'm like, all right. So I worked on my questions because at first I only had like one sentence each. I'm like, no, they're going to want more than that. They're going to push you because that's the way they did their lives. I kept asking you questions and more questions. So I was doing that. So my time comes, I'm waiting, I've got my answers sitting in front of me and everything, and my call was supposed to be at 1 o'clock. 1:05, I still hadn't gotten a phone call. I'm like, well, this person's really exuberant, and they tend to try not to go over time, but they do because they like to talk. So I'm figuring they got to talking to somebody, they're just running a little bit late. 10 minutes later, I get the phone call. Now, one, it's not even the person I thought it was going to be. It was their silent partner, who I, when she came on the One Live, I really didn't vibe with her anyways. I kind of just, she bothered me even just through the Facebook Live. And then she got on the phone with me, and basically, she never asked me about my questions. She asked where I was right now, and I told her, I'm living in a travel trailer that I just upgraded to, and I'm in the Mojave Desert. And she's like, well, how are you going to pay for this? Well, at this point, I had found out how much the program was. It's $1,000. for 120 days. Okay. I said, but she's like, where am I going to get the money to join this program? And I said, I had no idea at this moment. And before I could say anything else, which is there a payment plan? Is there a scholarship? You know, any of that. She tells me, I'll intend that you'll be able to join us soon. Said bye and hung up. And it took me a few minutes to even realize. I still have the phone to my ear. And it took me like 2 minutes to realize she hung up. She never asked me about my answers. She has no clue as to where I want to go. She didn't offer any options to be able to join this program because I didn't have the money right here and now. She couldn't sign me up right now. So I dropped my phone, and of course, you know, like I said, I thought I was in a good place. And I just sat there and cried because I just got slapped across the face really, really hard by somebody I didn't even know. And I'm like, okay, obviously I'm not supposed to be in this program. And which means it wasn't made for me anyways. So while it took the wind out of my sails big time, because before I started doing this challenge, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do, because she has a 30-day thing that she does also, which I'm working on, and it's free, but I'm going to put my own spin on it, because obviously none of these programs are made for people like me that have nothing. They have nowhere to go or anything else. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. So I basically have made my own 30-day manifestation program. At least that's what I'm calling it, and I'm working through it. And so I at least, yeah, 30 days from 0 to 1,000 or more is what I've named it. Just to see what I can do. And I'm putting into practice some of the things that I've learned throughout my years of law of attraction. And I ended up, because of this person, I found a book that I'd never heard of called The Science of Getting Rich. And it's really interesting. And I had been reading it. If you go online and you put in certain books, Google will, through Google, you can read some books for free. Basically, they've just photocopied it, which is really hard on the eyes. And I was really I'm like, there's got to be an easier way to read this book. And I think I have it in my wish list, so I eventually will get a hard copy. But then, because I'm through Amazon, Audibles is like, oh, here. For the next 3 months, you can pay for Audibles at 99 cents a month. I can do that. I had $5. I'm like, I can do that. So I did it. And I'm like, I wonder if this book's on Audibles. And wouldn't you know it, it was. So I used my one whole credit. And I got this book. And I have a bunch of other books in Audibles. So, I think my next credit comes out on the 30th of September. And I'll get, till I can actually buy books, I will use credits. But I got this book. And I'm listening to it. And it makes, I mean, it was written in 1910. And they're talking about the law of attraction then. But they were like, this is a physical book, not a philosophical book, meaning you just don't think or, you know, with real things. And they talk about Napoleon Hill, Anyways, the guy that wrote Think and Get Rich, which I have somewhere. And it was an interesting read. Napoleon Hill, that's his name. And that's an interesting read. But at the same time, it didn't really tell you how to put it into practice. Whereas this book is more, this is what you need to do. So, like I said, it took the wind out of my sails to have her basically dismiss me. Just like, oh, you're worthless and you're not what I want, so goodbye. So, I didn't realize I was just right on the edge. And when she said that, I went right into I'm worthless and whatever. And shortly afterwards, my child sends me a message saying, my dad doesn't have my phone number. Excuse me, how do you not have my phone number? I call you all the time. Or, I'm like, whatever. So I call him. And he proceeds to tell me that he doesn't have my number. And I'm like, how do you not have my number when I know you had my number because you used to call me and then I call you all the time? And you know it's me. So how do you not have my phone number? He's like, I don't know. But he tells me my social security card is there. And I said very flatly, because, like I said, it was right after this phone call, I'm like, and you need my address because you haven't written it down again. And I was kind of mean about it. I wasn't in the right headspace to be nice. To which he didn't even seem to even bat an eye about the fact that I just accused him of never writing putting my address where he can find it. So between him telling me he doesn't know why he doesn't have my phone number and repeating the address back to me like 15 times, he tells me he'll get it in the mail soon because he's pretty sure that having my social security card is kind of important. You think? So I deal with that. And I go back to creating some things because I'm like, I am going to be in this program. I'm gonna kick her in the frickin', I'm mad now. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try and make some eyeglass cases. Well, the first one I did, the pattern was completely wrong and it came out like shit. But I was feeling like shit, so it was a perfect, it's like, oh, you feel like shit? Here, let me put this out so it's shit, so you have a visualization of what shit looks like. So I took a break, walked away. And I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna listen to this book. So I'm listening to the book. Or reading the book at that point. And I'm just reading, and I'm like, all right, I've got this. So I come back inside. Now, mind you, it's the end of August, beginning of September, and this is like the dog days where the temperatures will spike. And man, have they. Today, I think we're supposed to be 106, and this is the September 4th. So, like, whatever. So, I'm laying in my bed, kind of dozing off and on, getting ready to go to bed. And it's 9 o'clock. I actually had put my phone up because I was emotionally exhausted. I was gonna go to sleep. My phone rings at 9 o'clock at night. It's her, my dad's wife. I fucking freaked out. It's 9 o'clock and she's calling. There's only one reason I can think she's calling. And she's like, oh, I made sure it was me. I'm like, yeah, it's me. And she's like, okay, so now I know I have your phone number. And I'm like, going, To which she's like, yeah, no, every time we've called, a man has answered. Shouldn't have a man answering my phone. There's no man here. She's like, well, you're with that guy, and she can't remember C's name, and I tell her, and she's like, and I'm like, and we are not together, we're just best friends. To which she goes, whatever. Which means, I don't believe you, you're fucking him. And it's like, you know what? We don't even live in the same vehicle. So, whatever. And she's annoying me, because she annoys me anyways. She actually pisses me off. And she's like, yeah, every time we've called the number, it's a guy answering. And I'm like going, there is no way. I said, and I'm like, well, unless you go to my voicemail. And then I'm thinking about my voicemail going, no, it's just my voice telling you that if you think it's this person, it's not their number and hasn't been for a while. So I got to deal with her for like 15 minutes. And I'm like, can you please make sure the number is in my dad's phone? And then she's trying to tell me about how, you know, he's doing okay, but not real well. It's like, no, I can tell, and I'm pretty sure it's because of you. Because he wasn't forgetful until he's actually married your ass. So, I try not to think. Like I said, you can tell I'm getting angry. I mean, why would you wait till like 9 fucking o'clock at night to call somebody that you don't call? And not think you're going to freak them out. So, I know damn good and well she did it to freak me out. To which my child texts me, did she call me? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. She called them to get the phone number to make sure they have the right number. I'm like, okay. So, all I can figure is they've been flipping numbers. Because, you know, they couldn't. It's not like they couldn't went through the history on my dad's phone to see where I called. Or what the deal is. Because, whatever. So something's freaky. You know, something's weird there. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So, I'm now got to calm down because I've been freaked out. My heart rate is through the roof, and I'm sitting there, and I'm about ready to lay down, and this thing crawls across my face. I'm thinking it's one of those damn flower wasps, because they come out at night, and I have a light on, they're attracted to the light, until I put, you know, I don't turn off the light until I put my phone down, because as soon as I do, they're on top of my phone and all over me. So, I smack this thing off of me. Only to have this thing run across my blanket. And I'm like, what the fucking hell was that? I thought it was a damn scorpion. I live in the goddamn desert. What do you expect? So I'm out of my bed. I'm like, it's in the blanket somewhere. I'm like, nope, done. So I'm sitting at my table trying to bring my heart rate back down again. And I'm like, all right, I've got to try and catch this thing because there's no way I'm going to sleep. So I move a couple blankets and I find it and I take my little jar and I put it over the top of it. I have it, right? So I go to put the lid on it and there is nothing in the jar. I didn't even see it move. So I'm like, great. Like I said, I sat at the table till I basically was bouncing my head off the table. I'm like, fuck it. It's got to be gone by now. And if it's not, it stings me. I'm at that point. I don't care anymore. So, I went to sleep. I got up. And I'm like, did my morning routine. And like, cleaned up all my fabric scraps from making. I found the right pattern for my eyeglass case. And it was fairly simple, and I'm doing all that. Well, I have a pile of fabric scraps on the floor that can't be used for anything. So I clean all that up, put everything in, and I'm like, oh, I've got a bar on my Yeti. I can sew a little bit. Only to have my machine make this god-awful racket and just stop. Can't turn it, can't do anything. So I take a deep breath. Turn everything off, unplug everything, take the Yeti up to C's to charge it. and come back, clean up everything, and I'm like, all right, time to start carefully going through my blankets, dismantling my bed, because I know this thing has got to be in the bed. Yeah, it was. Actually, it was like right above my head. Moved my curtain a little bit, and there it is. And I'm like taking pictures of this thing. And I'm like, found my jar and made sure I got a hold of it. Moved it just right, got the lid, put it in there, and set it on the thing. And I'm like, yep, that's nightmare fuel. Because it looks like it's a Jerusalem cricket with a flat head, with two eyes on the top. These horrendous looking jaws, and it's got 10 legs. Two of which are, eight are actual legs, and the other two are feelers. Like I said, this thing is fuel for nightmares. So I go up, C's finally awake, and I go up and I'm like, all right. You want to see my nightmare fuel? I show him and he's like, oh, that's a camel spider. Okay. I'm like, that's not what I've seen things being called camel spiders. So I look up. Poor pup. She's looking at it going, oh, is it dead? And I move it. And this thing moves like, no, I'm alive. And she's like, ah, freaked her out. They're both arachnophobia. They have bad arachnophobia. I'm like, yeah, this thing is, yeah, even this would give me night. No. So, anyways, he's like, go put it in the compost pile. So, I go to head for the compost pile, and there's a spider web across, a large spider web across before the compost pile. I'm like, fuck that shit. So, I dump this thing on the ground. That motherfucker chased me. I'm like, you're gonna die. So, come back down to Penny, and I'm like, alright. I've got to see if I... Because this is my last sewing machine, and this sewing is what I make my money. So, I take it apart. The belt came off. Okay, got the belt on. Made sure it had oil, whatever. Put it all back on. Seems to be working. Get the Yeti and whatever. I'm like, all right. Put it on. And I'm like, I've got to finish these last few that I had. You know, get them finished. And it's making this horrendous ass noise. And I'm like, what the fuck is making this noise? There is nothing broken. There is nothing loose. You know, nothing that I can find. So I'm like, all right. And I'm sewing. And it's still making this horrible noise. And then it stops. Again. I'm like, okay, the belt came off again. No big deal. I know how to do that. Only I took it apart and the belt's still there. Okay. So I take it apart. Or put it back together. And it's like, oh, well, I'm going to work. Only now, the thread won't connect. So the bobbin is not working. Great. Because that's what's wrong with my other one. And I'm like, I didn't even touch the bobbin. So I'm like, all right, maybe it needs cleaned. So I cleaned it out and did all that. And it's still not working. So I am now down to zero machines. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to quit. So I start with my basic script for doing the podcast and realize that September 3rd, my podcast is 2 years old. And I'm like, what do I have to show for it? Went and checked my Anchor app and woohoo! 2 years, I made $10, which I cashed out. And of course, they take a fee, so I made $9.80 for 2 years and 101 episodes. Not even sure what that works out to right at the moment. So I am honestly really thinking about if I'm going to continue doing the podcast after December. So what is this? Or December, September, October, November. So 4 more months. And I'll see where I go from there. And like I said, it's coming down to a lot of things. And I'm not sure if I'm mentally going to be able to do this. And I mean, I guess I could do my podcast video-wise on YouTube, but we'll see. Like I said, I'm down to no sewing machine, and I still have items I need to finish. And it's like, okay, do I just basically put them into Ziploc bags to keep them from getting wet? Because I'll explain that in a minute. Or do I go to hand sewing? Now, the eyeglass cases that I'm making on the machine take 1 hour to make. And I'm charging $25 per case. I think that's fair. I mean, it's a lot of work between cutting them and everything. And they're not just fabric, they've got cotton batting in between. So, you know, they're soft. And they've got a little bit of weight to them. And the outside is cotton, the inside's flannel. And then you've got the padding. And they've got a little strap to hold the flap down. They kind of, for those that grew up in the 70s, they kind of remind me of the cigarette cases that you would see. So, but they're a very simple, it's a very simple pattern, and I was very lucky to find the correct pattern on YouTube and made a couple modifications so that it works for me. But I don't know that I want to sit here and spend 2 hours hand sewing one of these, because that means the price has to go up. And I really don't see anybody wanting to pay $50 for one of these eyeglass cases. And yes, I have to list them on my Kofi shop. But like I said, things have just kind of been snowballing out of control. And I'm like, you know what? Not gonna worry about it. So after like the third time of taking apart the machine and trying to get it to fix, I'm like, I'm done. I put it away. I'll work on it later or try. 'Cause I'm pretty sure it's just I haven't got the bobbin thing set right. And once I do that, it's the noise that I don't know where the noise is coming from. And if I could figure that out, then I'd be good. So, like I said, it's been in the hundreds. And it's supposed to be, I think, the hottest. It's supposed to hit like 115. Which means, basically, I'm just a river of sweat until like 10 o'clock at night. But the one thing I've found is, and it's been helping a little bit, is I'm basically taking a siesta about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And I'm sleeping. And I'm in my chair outside in the shade with a bottle of water, even though it's warm because Penny is an oven. I mean, my feet, I cook my feet on the floor all the time. And even with my little solar-powered USB fan, it's not enough. It just moves hot air around. So whether you're inside or outside, you're in an oven. I mean, it's the desert. What do you expect? And been kind of watching, you know, clouds and whatever. And while I'm sitting outside, just kind of relaxing before I fall asleep, I'm listening to my book. I think I'm on the third listen through it because it just so much of it makes sense. And it's like, I really need to get this down so I understand it. And all of a sudden I hear thunk, thunk, splat, splat, thunk, thunk, dink, 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 dink. I'm like, what the fuck? And about that time, I get hit with a raindrop. I look up, there's a large, darkish cloud over the top of me. Okay, let me bring my electronics inside, whatever. I've already brought my Yeti down, plugged, you know, covered up, put the safety, the child safety back into the plug of the inverter up there. And bring everything in. And all of a sudden it starts pouring rain. And not just little drops, big ones. I'm like, okay, they kind of hurt. I'm like, I'm going to go stand inside. Now, you have to remember one, couple things. I have a screen door, but not the regular door, because not that it would matter because there's no window in it, but because I have the side completely bare from the siding. The one window I have put back in, I sort of have a screen because I put fabric all the way across the opening and then put it in my window. The only thing is, now I can't close the window from the inside. You have to go outside to close it. I have two windows above my bed that don't have windows. They just have screening. So it's, the wind starts, and I'm sitting here feeling like I'm on a ship because I am rocking back and forth, and the wind is howling, and I'm like going, okay. Trying to think what I need to be doing, what's going to fall on me. So I'm moving things around in case we tip the one way, because I really wasn't sure. And I'm like, oh, it's raining. I better put, because I've marked where the leaks are from the last one. So I put my little buckets underneath where my holes are. And I stand up and my floor's wet. And I'm like, what the fuck? I have another leak. Okay, put a pan down there. And realize that there's nothing over my windows, over my bed. So I start moving things away from the window. So if it gets a little wet, that's okay. But my pillows aren't soaked. And I've already removed the monstrosity, so I'm not worried about that. Then I have to go pee. So I open up the bathroom door and am watching it pour through the vent that doesn't have a cover. Great. So I find a couple more buckets, put that underneath, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going outside. I'm going to rinse off the salt and the sweat and whatever. From the little amount of rain at that point, it kind of picked up. And I'm standing out there and C's out there and he's like, are you getting rained on? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, how? There's no cloud over you. Which at that point, there really wasn't, but I was still getting rain. And then the clouds, then the sky darkened. And the wind really picked up again. And I hear, and I'm like, you know what? And the rain starts coming down. Huge, really big, big drops now. Because it had slowed down. That's the reason I was outside. It slowed down. So, it picked back up because the sky was just full of clouds. And there's this huge, dark, ominous cloud coming at us. And I'm like going, okay. And like I said, the wind's picked up and the rain is now going sideways. And that hurts. So I'm like, I'm going back in. And I took some videos and it was kind of hard to do because the rain would hit the phone screen just right. And it was making my phone freaked out. It actually shut my phone off. To which I was pissed off about because I really wanted to get this on video. And like I said, everything's starting to flood and penny. And I'm like going, great. I can deal with this. And then I hear, God. Bang! I'm like, well, that wasn't thunder and that wasn't lightning. What the fuck was that noise? I also have a box of polyfill outside because I needed to move it. Thankfully, I had bagged it. Oh, I know why I moved it. I moved it so when they were after the snake, they could get to it. And I had bagged up the polyfill in a garbage bag and tied it so that, you know, it was safer from the sun and critters and whatever. And put some wood on it. And I happened to look up and watch the box as it goes flying down the other end of Penny. I'm like, great, I've got to go get that. So I open the door, go to step down, and realize there is the umbrella is on my step. Missed my back wall by about 2 inches. Went, okay, the wind picked up the umbrella and brought it there. No, the bang I heard was the umbrella falling over and everything that was on the table falling to the ground because the table went with it. Had I stepped out a couple seconds earlier, which I was going to do, I would have been wearing the umbrella, which means I probably would either be dead or in the hospital. And I'm like, okay, great. I am so over the desert. I am so over living here. And you can see where the water runs. And I'm like going, great, I would be in between two basically rivers. So I'm like going, great, does that mean I have to worry about flash flooding? And what's that gonna mean for me? And the ground is still wet-ish. And for the next 3 days, 4 days, we're supposed to have possibilities of excessive weather events, meaning we're under heat advisory, because like I said, at some point it's supposed to be like 115 degrees, afternoon showers, and then flood advisories. I am so done. I am so, so done. So needless to say, I've written myself a check from the universe, part of my manifestation, to one, replace my sewing machine so I can actually get some more stuff made. And the sewing machine I have in my Amazon is pretty much what I want, although there's another one I'm looking at which would allow me to add embroidery to things, but that's nearly a $600 machine. I'm listening to my book, and I'm going to try and make the rest of these episodes more positive, so I may not talk about my negative moments, because negativity attracts negativity, so I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with that. Not sure if I'm going to bring the cards back. I haven't heard one way or the other whether people like them or not, or if they actually miss them. So there's that. Not sure, because I've been using the cards as my episode art or my posting arts, so it may just be the icon for the podcast. I've pretty much given up on going to Oraclepalooza because that's a $100 ticket. Because I realized that while I would like the premium, I would love to have the premium, it's just not going to be. So, I mean, yeah, I can go on C's ticket, but last year that turned out to be a huge bust for me. So, I'm not even sure I want to go on his ticket. I want to go on mine. C and I are doing a class on Tuesday. I think it's 3 days. that he paid for. And basically, it's just so that I could be one of the things that he needs. And I kind of keep him on track with it. And we'll see where that goes. I don't know if it's going to be a monthly thing, if it's just a one-time thing or what, but we shall see. The other thing is I need to get some mice traps so I can humanely get these motherfuckers, because they aren't going for the regular mice traps, and I am so sick of them coming out at night and looking at me like, "Hey, I'm here." Or I go to pull out one of my noodles that I'm pretty much down to eat, and there's the mouse has chewed on it. Yay, just what I wanted to deal with. My food going in little tiny bellies that aren't eating the entire thing. They're only eating a little bit at a time. So either I figure out how to put it all into my defunct refrigerator, which there's no way, or I figure out how to get rid of these motherfuckers. So, beyond getting up and somehow actually getting a hold of them with a baseball bat. Yeah. Because where one is, there's at least six or more. And I am beyond, like I said, I want the fuck out of this desert so bad. And right now, the biggest step is getting a sewing machine and a solar system to power everything so I can continue working no matter what. Actually, maybe have the refrigerator so I can have cold drinks. And work from there. And like I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to go back to doing the Oracle cards or not. Because they do pick up on my emotional state and they yell at me. And it's just gotta see where I'm at in like the next 30 days. Like I said, I'm working on my own program for me. It's just for me. And I was supposed to be do videos as part of it, but really haven't. Until I see how things go, I'm probably not gonna do any videos. But I'm also doing the Blue Money, which started September 1st, and I'm up to almost $260 in Blue Money. So there's that. And the goal is in 10 days, you're supposed to make 1,000. So we'll see. I'm not sure if at the beginning I said this was my 29th episode. It's actually my 28th, but it's still 101 total episodes. But if you liked or found this episode interesting, please share it with your friends, family, or anyone else you think might have enjoy it. Or if you find my voice annoying, then share it with your enemies, your frenemies, strangers, or as a prank. I really don't care. Just please share, as each listen does get me a few pennies from the Anchor app. The Anchor app. As always, comments are welcomed, and all I ask is that you please be respectful, as there is a difference between an opinion and straight-up hate. Any comment that is hateful will be deleted with no discussion, notification, or anything else. It will just be gone. Thank you, Nikki, for the artwork on Living from the Bottom to the Top. Rogue out.